What up, world? Welcome to a new episode of the Brandon Janu Show. As you know, I am Brandon Janu, and like always, it's on all podcast platforms everywhere. Brandon Janu Show, social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, Brandon Janu Show, and of course, YouTube channel, Brandon Janu Show. You go subscribe, comment. I do comment back. Like vids, man. Like the vids. Like the clips. Shout out to everybody that's been commenting and viewing it the last two episodes I've done. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode. This is the first Bleed Black and Gold of the upcoming NFL season, man. I am looking forward to this. And if you know anything about me, when I do Bleed Black and Gold, this is the New Orleans Saints podcast that I do for myself, man. My podcast series for the New Orleans Saints. I am a huge New Orleans Saints fan. Grew up in New Orleans, so of course the Saints is my favorite football team. Yes, I do get pissed off with the Saints. Yes, they piss me off a lot. Yes, last year was a complete and utter just dumpster fire at the beginning of the season, but hey, it is what it is. Tonight, I will be giving my NFL, my Bleed Black and Gold, my NFL draft aftermath, some grades, talk about some of the players that the Saints also have acquired, talk about how the team is going to be looking this upcoming season, what I do believe for the Saints, man. So, let's get into it. So, last week was the NFL draft. If you know anything about me, I was, if you are following me, I was in Vegas last Thursday night. Actually, also last Friday. So, I was watching a draft, man. I was watching a draft. My brother Juan and his family, amazing family, man, in Vegas. Man, it was so much fun to watch the draft with my brother Juan. We do Jack's Wild. And first night was, of course, the first night of the NFL draft, Thursday night last week. And, man, oh, man, oh, man, that first round was crazy, to say the least. Literally, it was 15 consecutive offensive players. Wait, nope. Yeah, 15. No, 14. 14 consecutive offensive players took in. Yeah, because the coach kept that pick. So, 14 consecutive offensive players took in. And one of those, and the last team that took an offensive weapon in the first round, at that time in the first round, was the New Orleans Saints, who sat at number 14. In the NFL draft. And with that selection, we took, I don't want to mess up his name, but I'll try to say it because I just watched some clips. Tausalee Fuaga, offensive tackle from Oregon State. I think I said his name right. But if I didn't, sorry, my brother. Sorry, man. We took him, man. We took him, and man, I was watching some of his highlights before the draft that Thursday when I got up and went out and sat down with my brother Juan, and we was watching some of his highlights. I'm like, my God, if we get him at some point during the draft, it would be awesome. And we got him. We got him with the 14th pick overall. And for what the offensive line of the Saints is looking like, we have Andres Pete, who we didn't sign back. We let him walk in free agency. Ryan Ramczyk is either going to miss this season or be out for the rest. His career might be over with an elbow injury. So for us to go get an offensive lineman like we needed it, this kid fits. And Oregon State's offensive line was one of the best offensive lines last year. And that's saying a lot coming into also being in a Pac-12 with Washington's offensive line. Oregon's offensive line was really good last year. This was probably the third best offensive line, and you can even make a case for the second best offensive line last year. And it was all because of Fuaga. And this, he's one of the best offensive linemen in the draft. I personally thought he would be the third offensive lineman taken off the board behind, Joe Ault and the kid from Penn State, but it ended up being, I think, the fourth, maybe fifth offensive lineman. Joe Ault, the kid from Penn State, J.C. Latham, he got drafted by Tennessee, so he just failed us. Like J.C. Latham getting taken by Tennessee was like, what the fuck are you doing? But it is what it is. But we ended up with this kid, man. An amazing offensive lineman from Oregon State. One of the best guys. Like I said, an amazing offensive lineman from Oregon State. one of the best offensive linemen in the Pac-12 last year. And he is coming to the New Orleans Saints. And to be honest with you, man, I gave this grade an A plus because we got literally one of the best offensive linemen in the draft. And he is a fucking game changer. If you watch his highlights, you watched him play last year at Oregon State. There's a couple of games against UCLA, Washington last year, Washington's defense. You know, Brandon Trice, who got drafted in the draft this last season, he couldn't even get to the quarterback. And he was one of the best offensive linemen. Lui Lahi, who was drafted right after him by the Colts, he was even getting hit by this kid. He couldn't even get to the quarterback last year. He was the first defensive player taken off the board. So he couldn't even get to the quarterback when this guy was on when this kid when this guy was on the field. That tells you a lot. And for the offensive line of the New Orleans Saints, for what I think we want to do this season, we are probably going to try to run the ball a lot this year, do a lot of play action. So getting an offensive lineman like Fuaga is going to pay fucking dividends for us going forward. So I cannot wait to see what we did. I gave this an A plus, man. I thought it was the best. This was a great pickup, great draft pick, because I said from the bottom of my heart, I would love for Michael Penix Jr. to fall to 14, but I kept saying, we need an offensive lineman. I don't care what nobody said. I don't give a shit if Roma Dusa fell to 14, but this kid was still on the board. Take the fucking kid, the offensive lineman from Oregon State. We need an offensive lineman because our offensive line has fucking struggled the last couple of years. But more importantly, we're losing people and they get injured too damn fast. So I hope this kid is healthy, stays healthy the entire year, because if he plays all 17 games, we're going to be one of the best teams in the NFL. Well, at least have one of the best offensive lines. We can get back to having one of the most stable, consistent offensive lines, because that's exactly what the Saints need. We need to get back to having a stable offensive line. And I don't know what you do with the kid, Trevor Penning, that we drafted a couple years ago from North Iowa, but see if he can play guard. Or maybe you have to move him to the right, because he damn sure isn't a left. Maybe he is a right. Maybe Ramczyk, if he is healthy enough to come back this year, I don't know, because last time I saw, he was out. He messed up his elbow, I think, and he was out for the year. So I don't know what the diagnosis is going to be by the time we get to the season, but they even said he could be out for the rest of his career. It could be a career-ending injury for his elbow. So I don't know, but if Trevor Penning is now able to do what he needs to do, it would be great. But we also drafted another kid off as a lineman in this draft. We also picked up a couple pieces during the undrafted free agency, undrafted rookies. So I'm looking forward to it. But I love the first pick that we selected this year in the draft, and I gave it an A plus, man. Fuaga is gonna look great in black and gold. Now we had a second round pick. We traded up to get the second round pick that we got. Traded to number 41 on the board. Philly had two back-to-back picks. They had drafted number 40 was Cooper DeJean, and then we took their pick. We traded one of our fifth round picks. Because we had four, and we traded one of our sixth round picks because we had two. So we traded both of those picks, and we also traded, I think, our pick that we had in the second round to Philly as well. So we ended up getting the second. We ended up getting the 41st overall pick in the second round, but the 41st overall pick. And with that selection, we took Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, Alabama. I love this pick. I always felt like Kool-Aid McKinstry was actually a better corner than Teron Arnold, who got taken in the first round. Was the second cornerback taken off the board, by the way. I always felt like Kool-Aid was better. But now in our defense with Dennis Allen coaching them, last year, the one reason for why the Saints started to lose a lot of games, Marshon Lattimore went down. And once Marshon Lattimore went down, our secondary, we had to rely on guys that isn't really that great at covering people. Kool-Aid McKinstry might not be extremely great at it, but what we need him to do, he's going to fit perfectly in it. And now you add him to the secondary with Paulson Adebo, Taylor, Alante Taylor, and also Marshawn Lattimore. And that's just the cornerbacks. I didn't even get to the safeties with Jordan Howard, who we drafted last year, and Tyrann Mathieu. So this is a different type of energy. This secondary looks amazing. Like I said, last year, when Marshawn Lattimore went down, and you saw Paulson Adebo have to step it up, and Alante Taylor, and then Paulson Adebo, I think he either was injured or he had to serve a suspension, something like that. But the secondary struggled a lot last year. So to get a kid like Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama playing in a hard SEC, he's going to figure it out. I love the fact that now he can come in and he doesn't have to be the guy right away, which is great because we get to use him. And now it's also being said, I think Mickey Loomis said today that they're not going to trade Marshawn Lattimore away. So now we have four cornerbacks. Now, again, it's the NFL, anything can happen. But for the time being, we have four cornerbacks that can all play their ass off. So I am looking super forward to seeing how the secondary is going to look next year, this upcoming season, because this shit might be the best secondary we've had in some years. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I love this pick. I thought it was a great pick. We added to our defense of our one flaw last year, definitely one of our flaws last year on that defense. Our defense last year was a lot of things about our defense. One of them things was being injured. One thing about this defense the last couple of years is that we couldn't create turnovers. Well, now we in last year was probably the best turnover differential we had in a long fucking time. And now you add a cornerback like Kool-Aid McKinstry to that secondary. If we can stay healthy, keyword again, stay healthy, this defense is going to be something to be afraid of. And I cannot wait to see how it's going to look, man. Now, we didn't have a pick in the third. We didn't have a pick in the fourth. But in the fifth round, like I said, we had four. We traded one to Philly to get Kool-Aid McKinstry. But we still had three picks in the fifth round. And one of those picks was Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler, quarterback from South Carolina. I gave it a C. I gave it a C. I know. Here's the thing. I'm not a huge fan of Spencer Rattler. I'm just not. But I will give this kid this. He came into a situation at Oklahoma with literally the number one pick in a draft this year, Caleb Williams, and he started before him. So it's something about this kid that is still talent. He has talent. That is not the problem. That is not my knock on why I don't know him yet. I don't know about this kid. I watched him at Oklahoma. He struggled in the Big 12. And then he got moved. And then he transferred, hit the transfer portal, ended up at South Carolina in the SEC. He had some couple good games this last season, the last couple years at South Carolina. But for the most part, he struggled a lot in his college years. But I do believe the game he played, I think his best game that I saw really in college for him was this past season against Georgia. When he was against the number one team in the country, he actually outplayed that defense for a good bit of time in that game. And yeah, I think Spencer Rattler could be a franchise quarterback. Will he be the Saints' next franchise quarterback? I'm not going to sit up here and say, yeah, I don't know. To me, this is why I said the C, because the potential that he has doesn't outweigh the reality that he's in right now. And the fact of the matter is, you're probably going to be, what, the third? Maybe second? But I really think you're going to be third behind the kid we drafted last year from Fresno State. And of course, Nathan Peterman. I think you're going to get rid of Nathan Peterman. So do you keep Spencer Rattler, but with a pick like fifth, he might get up to speed. He might get ready. He might be the guy, but I don't know. We shall see how this is all going to play out when it's all said and done. But because Derek Carr's contract expires, what, I think in 2 years, something like that? Yeah, 2 years. So if he can speed up his, I don't want to say speed up, but this year is going to be the year where he's just supposed to sit back and watch. Next year is the year where you're supposed to think, now, okay, let's see what this kid can really be. See, this is the thing about a Spencer Rattler. This is what you do, Atlanta. You draft a kid, If you don't trust your quarterback, draft a kid that got a lot of potential, but doesn't have to play right away. And I know people are gonna sit there and say, "Brian, that's what they did, Michael Penix Jr." No. See, Michael Penix Jr. is a kid that has the potential, and he should be playing right the fuck now. But the fact of the matter is, you're gonna sit him for the next 4 years. That's some crazy shit to do. Spencer Rattler is a guy that has the potential, but we don't really know what he is until he gets on the football field. Michael Penix Jr. was my favorite quarterback in this last draft. And Atlanta took him with the number 8 selection and expects to just sit him for the next 4 years with his potential, his talent, and his skill. Spencer Rattler has the potential. We just haven't seen his skill and his ability to always be consistent. And that is the thing about the Saints. This is why I say the pick is cool. It's okay. But it's a C. I don't know. And a C is a pretty cool grade. You're at 70% with a C. That's what I was when I was in school. If I don't know if the grades have changed, but 70 to 79 was like a C when I was a kid. I don't know if grades changed since I've been a kid. I've been out of high school. I've been out of school for a decade, so I don't know. Decade plus, to be exact. So I don't know, but yeah, I gave him a C. That grade, I gave him a C. I gave them a C. Now, like I said, we had three picks in the first round. One of them was used on Spencer Rattler. Now, a couple picks later, we drafted Bud Means, wide receiver, Pittsburgh. I watched his highlights. Oh, I gave them a B for that pick. Now, this is why I said that. Watch his highlights when I got back home from Vegas. And I watched his highlights. And he is literally just another Rashid Shaheed from a bigger school. But him and Rashid Shaheed have the same body type, same length, same way they play football. Amazing hands. Rashid Shaheed made some great catches last year outside of the fumble kickoff return to start the season. He had some really great catches last year. And Bud Means has the same type of ability. He has the speed. He has the ability to get going. He has that same type of body type like a Rashid Shaheed. I'm assuming the Saints the next couple of years are going to try to build this offense in a sense of like speed. And Bud Means fits that perfectly. A lot of good plays that he made at Pittsburgh last year. Watching his highlights, I was like, okay, he's Rashid Shaheed. That's why they got him. Don't want to be really too far behind him. You don't want to give him too much space because if you do, he's just going to run past you. This is the thing. And also, like my brother Juan has been saying, a lot of people are starting to draft a lot of players because of the kickoff rule that is now in place. So I expect him to take the Rashid Shaheed's mantle if he makes the team, which I think he will. But if he makes the team, I think he's going to take the Rashid Shaheed's mantle. What I mean by that is he's going to start doing kickoff and punt returns, which would free up Rashid Shaheed to be the number two or the slot receiver for the Saints in this upcoming season because we don't have Michael Thomas anymore. So they're either going to let Rashid Shaheed be the slot or he's going to be the number two receiver behind Chris Olave. Or he's going to be a slot receiver in A.T. Perry. And when A.T. Perry is on the field, he's going to be the outside. He's going to be the outside with Chris Olave. And Rashid Shaheed's going to probably – or they're going to probably let A.T. Perry move one side. Chris Olave plays in the slot. And then Rashid Shaheed plays, you know, the go man. So something like that. But Bud Means is going to fit this team in that sense of capacity. And if they can get something out of this guy, they're going to use him in a lot of packages this upcoming season if he makes the team, which I think he will. And I can definitely see them putting Taysom Hill, Rashid Shaheed, and him on the field together and just go fast. And have Alvin Kamara somewhere on the field with them. So I am looking forward to seeing how this offense is going to look with him on the field. But I give them a B for this selection because of what they're going to probably try to do with him. I give them a B. And the last pick in the fifth round was Jalen Ford, linebacker from Texas. I gave this a B+. Same thing with the cornerback situation, with the linebacker situation. DeMario Davis had a couple of injuries last year. Excuse me. Mario Davis had a couple of injuries last year. Pete Warner, who had a breakout year the year before, got injured a lot last year. So we really didn't have a lot of consistent linebacker play. Well, now you're bringing the Jalen Ford, who I think is also, again, going to make the team. I know we got Willie Gay from Kansas City, also, but I do believe Jalen Ford is going to make the team because I think they see a lot of DeMario Davis in him. And I think that that's going to be the thing. I saw him and how he moves and how he's lateral and everything that he does, and he's a straight hitter. So I expect him to be on the team, probably play a little special teams at first, but I expect him to be the guy at some point in the linebackers conversation because he's going to definitely have moments to step it up to the next level. And I like this pick, so I gave it a B plus. Which goes to the next, the first, the last, the a sixth round pick, and that is Christian Boyd, defensive tackle, North Iowa. I gave it as a B minus, and I'm gonna say the first time ever, with the potential to be an A. The potential, this might be my favorite pick. I know that sounds crazy, but the first two picks that we made in the draft, we needed them. We needed them. The Bud Means pick, Spencer Rattler pick are cool picks, but they're not gonna play right away. Jalen Ford, I expect him to play, but how much of a play? This is the only person I feel like, if you actually, which by the way, again, this is why I say all the time about Dennis Allen, I can get mad at him a lot of times, but the defense of the Saints is where the fuck he is fucking phenomenal at. And I fucking love this pick. I gave it a B minus with the potential to be high up there because I actually see what they're trying to do with this kid. This kid's highlights, he jumps off the fucking screen. He's small, he's compact to be a defensive tackle. And I know it's blasphemy from football fans when I say this because we don't know if this kid can be it. But when I watch this tape, the way he's small and compact, and he just, when he is on, he goes straight through you. He has the potential. If they really could use him and keep him on the team, they sign him, bring him in, and he's on the depth charts. Watching this kid, he has the potential to be our Aaron Donald. He's got the same type of body type, the same way he gets off the ball, the same type of intensity, the same type of speed. His ability just to get the fucking offensive line out the fucking way. You watch this, you like, man, this motherfucker could be good for us. Yes, can he do better in certain things? Yes. Is he not? He's not Aaron Donald in the sense of stopping the run and all this other shit. But when he gets off, when that ball hikes. And he gets off. He gets off. And I'm like, oh shit. If we can use this, nurture this the right way, which Dennis Allen I feel like will, we might have found an Aaron Donald, my guy. Like him and Brian Breesy for the next couple of years can easily be the 1-2 punch defensive tackle wise. Brian Breesy's more of a, I know he's more of a pass rush, but he's more of a stop the run kind of guy. While he can kind of be our pass rush guy. And I think that would be a dangerous fucking thing. I love this pick, man. I loved it. I watched his tape, his highlights, man. I'm like, damn, he pops off the screen. He went down to the combine and down to the Shrine game. It was the senior game, and he popped off the screen, man. He's one of them. And then the kid, and then the last pick was the seventh pick on the draft. Joshua, it was Rye, Ezri, offensive tackle, Eastern Kentucky. Gave it a C. Fucked up his game name. I'm pretty sure of it, but I gave it a C, man. I gave him a C. We needed offensive lineman, man. Like again, like I said, offensive line is. Whew. If we can work on his offensive line, I don't think he makes the roster, but I don't know also because, like I said, our offensive line is such in disarray. We don't know anybody can make the roster. I think the kid's really good. I think you've seen some highlights of him. We shall see what he does with this team. All in all, man, I love the draft, man. I love the draft. Our first two picks were great picks. Like the kid from Oregon State, Alabama. We got an offensive lineman that I feel like is a building block for the next, at least the next. If we don't fuck this up, we can actually. This is the kid that Trevor Penning was supposed to be. I think he fits his offensive line way more impactful. We got a Samoan offensive lineman, man. That you don't go wrong with that at all. You don't go wrong with that. So yeah, man, I'm looking forward to what this offense is gonna look like, man. Next week, it is being official that the NFL schedule will start to come out a little bit next week. So we shall start seeing when the Saints will be going certain places. I know they play Dallas this season in Dallas, so I'm probably trying to take try to get some tickets to that game. I definitely want to go see that game. Yeah, man, this game was, man, the Saints draft is not bad, man. A lot of teams did not have bad drafts, but the Saints draft is something I think we should be proud of because it wasn't a bad draft. We got the when we drafted certain pieces, we hit them bitches on the head. Like I said, the offensive lineman from Oregon State, Kool-Aid McKinstry, we got some good pieces, man. The rest of this will play out the way it's supposed to play out. But those two picks that we made, the first round and the second, I cannot complain about those two picks. I really fucking can't, man. So yeah, we shall see how the season goes. Like I said, this is just the first episode. I'm getting back into it, man. Bleed black and gold. I'm back. I don't know if I'm gonna do a show next week on when the NFL schedule starts to come out a little bit. I might. Talk about some of the key games when the divisional games start to come out. Some games that we might need to, talk about our AFC competitor opponents. Some of the key games that we need to definitely watch out for this upcoming season. So I might do this. I might do my second episode on Bleed Black and Gold, and also talk about our off season, the draft, and also work in some of the pieces that we signed and also some of the pieces we let go. But until next time, man, this is Brandon Janu. This is Bleed Black and Gold NFL Draft Aftermath. Peace.